All right, ready to dive deep into a book that kind of mashes up entrepreneurship with, well, the magic of Oz.
Business lessons from the Wizard of Oz, right? Sounds a little out there.
Exactly. But the book is called The Ruby Path: Unlocking Entrepreneurial Magic with Dr. Chivanna King and the Wisdom of OZ Land of Opportunity.
Okay, the Ruby Path.
Yeah, and it's written by Alexander. He goes by Alchemist, actually, El Perovich.
Okay.
And he was mentored for like over 15 years by Dr. Chivanna King.
Interesting.
She's really the heart of the story.
Oh, so.
Well, she starts out as a successful chiropractor,
Okay, makes sense.
but then ditches the traditional path to, embrace her spiritual gifts and becomes this full-fledged entrepreneur.
I'm seeing the Oz connection here.
Right. It's all about those tornado moments, those like events that shake up your world.
Like Dorothy getting swept away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dr. King, she believes these moments, they push us out of our comfort zones, and that's actually a good thing.
So instead of resisting change, we should like lean into it. Yeah.
See it as a chance to, innovate and grow.
And just like Dorothy had her crew, entrepreneurs need their own support system.
Okay, so mentors.
Mentors, allies, people who can give you guidance and that boost of confidence when you need it.
Okay, I like that.
And the author, Alexander Alpervich, he actually started out pretty skeptical about, this whole spirituality and business thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So how'd he end up writing a book about it?
Well, he had his own transformation under Dr. King's mentorship.
Okay, so she's the real deal then.
He became a successful leader in his own right, proving that intuition and business smarts, they can totally go hand in hand.
So we have this dynamic duo using their experiences and, throwing in a little Oz symbolism to like guide us through the world of entrepreneurship.
Exactly. It's about facing fears,
Yeah.
like the cowardly lion, leading with compassion, like the Tin Man, and always seeking knowledge, just like the Scarecrow.
Don't forget Toto.
Right. The book really emphasizes the power of intuition in business, like trusting your gut.
So it's not all logic and spreadsheets.
Not at all. There's definitely room for magic in the mix.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
It's not about tossing logic out the window.
No.
It's about finding that balance
Okay.
between making smart decisions, looking at the data, and that inner voice that says, hey, maybe try this.
Okay, let's talk more about that whole facing fears thing.
Courage, right.
Yeah, I mean, who hasn't felt like the cowardly lion at some point, especially as an entrepreneur?
Totally. The book makes it clear. Everyone feels fear. It's normal.
So it's how you deal with it that matters.
Exactly. Dr. King's approach to courage, it's really insightful.
How so?
Well, she doesn't say you have to become fearless overnight. It's more about acknowledging those fears,
That's a good first step.
then like planning strategically and then taking action, even if it's just a tiny step.
That makes it less overwhelming.
Right. You don't have to be a superhero.
Just got to build that courage muscle.
Dr. King, actually, she uses her own story to illustrate this point.
What do you mean?
She was terrified to go online.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah, she was all about in-person work.
That's a huge transition.
It was, but she tackled it
Wait,
strategically.
what did she do?
First, she learned the ropes.
The research.
Then she started small with webinars and, gradually grew her online presence.
See, small steps.
It's a great lesson for anyone feeling stuck.
Break it down, make it manageable.
It helps you build confidence as you go.
So we've talked about courage, but what about leading with heart, like the Tin Man?
Yeah, compassion.
The book seems to say it's just as important as being brave.
It's about remembering that business, it involves people, not just profits.
Human connection, yeah.
And when you lead with empathy and integrity, well, it affects everything. Your employees, customers, even the community.
Okay, I like it.
Dr. King and Alperovitch, they really embody this heart-led approach.
How so?
Well, Dr. King, she created this super supportive environment for her clients.
Like a safe space.
Yeah, and Alpervich, he actually brought in flexible work arrangements for his employees way before it was the trendy thing to do.
So they were ahead of the curve.
They weren't doing it for good PR. They genuinely wanted to create a more humane work environment.
I thought.
And this integrity, you see it in their business practices too.
For example,
Alpervich was all about fair trade.
ethical sourcing, yeah.
And Dr. King, she always prioritized client confidentiality.
So it's about walking the talk.
Exactly, aligning your actions with your values, even when it's tough.
Now that you mention it, it reminds me of the Scarecrow and his quest for a brain always learning.
Continuous learning, right?
Yeah. The book seems to say that's crucial for entrepreneurs too.
It is. You got to constantly be seeking knowledge, challenging your assumptions.
And adapting to the ever-changing world.
Exactly. Dr. King, she didn't stop at just being a chiropractor. She kept learning both about like spiritual practices and business stuff.
So she was always leveling up.
And Alperovitch, he was so open to learning from all sorts of different fields.
Mm, that's cool.
That's actually how he came up with those user-centric product strategies he's known for.
So the more you know, the better you can serve your customers.
Right. It's not just about collecting information. It's about applying it to make your business better.
All this is fascinating, but I have to admit, I'm still kind of hung up on this intuition in business thing.
It does sound a little magical, doesn't it? Okay, think of it this way. You've crunched the numbers, you've looked at all the trends, but then you get this feeling, this hunch.
So it's like listening to your inner Toto.
Exactly. He always seemed to sense when something was up.
Like a sixth sense.
It's not about blindly following every whim.
Right. Got to use your head too.
It's about recognizing that feeling and, you know, refining it so it becomes a tool you can use.
Makes sense.
Like when Dr. King decided to integrate spiritual mentorship into her practice.
That was a big leap.
It wasn't based on data or anything. It was pure intuition.
And it worked out for her.
Big time.
Yeah.
She found a career path that was way more fulfilling.
That's awesome.
Alperovitch, he did something similar with his international expansion.
Was he nervous about that?
The data wasn't clear cut, but his gut said, go for it. It was a massive success.
So logic and gut feelings, they both have a place in the entrepreneurial world.
Absolutely. It's finding that balance, you know, where those data insights and your intuition, they work together.
This is all really insightful, but what about the personal transformations that happen? It can't all be about, like, profits and growth, right?
If the journey changes you.
Like Dorothy coming back from Oz.
Exactly. Entrepreneurs, they go through these profound personal transformations.
They face challenges, learn from mistakes.
They come out stronger, more resilient.
It's about discovering who you are, what you're capable of.
Right. It's more than just building a business.
Okay. So it's a personal growth journey too.
And the book makes this point that personal growth, it should lead to something bigger.
What do you mean?
It's about using what you've learned, those tough lessons, to make a positive impact.
Okay, paying it forward.
It's about coming back from your own personal Oz and giving back.
The return and contribution phase.
And Alperovitch, he frames this concept in a really interesting way.
I'm listening.
He uses this metaphor of wishes, like from Aladdin.
Okay, now I'm curious.
He believed his success, it was like a wish granted, and he had to use it wisely to make the world better.
I love that idea.
That's how he started his Wishes for Education program.
Tell me more about that.
He basically granted wishes to underprivileged schools in his community.
Like what kind of wishes?
Things like, you know, technology labs, books, scholarships, the things that could help kids succeed.
So he was using his resources to empower others.
Exactly. And he used storytelling to make it even more powerful.
Okay, how did he do that?
He talked about his program in terms of granting wishes, which made it more engaging and inspiring.
It's a great way to frame philanthropy.
It wasn't just about donating money. It was about making dreams come true.
So we should all be thinking about our own wishes.
What talents, what resources can we use to make a difference?
I like that. It's a good reminder that we all have something to contribute.
Even small acts of kindness can create a ripple effect.
We've covered a lot, but I feel like we've only scratched the surface of the Ruby Path.
We've got so much more to dive into. Welcome back to our deep dive into the Ruby Path. Before the break, we were talking about the return and contribution phase, you know, using your success to give back.
And how Alperovitch used that wishes concept to guide his work.
Exactly, turning those wishes into action.
It really makes you think about, like, the impact you can have.
Even small actions can make a difference. But before we get too far down that yellow brick road,
okay,
I want to swing back to something we touched on earlier. Mentors.
Yeah, those trusty guides who help us navigate the jungle of entrepreneurship.
The book has this great story about Naomi. She's an entrepreneur trying to launch a renewable energy venture.
Ooh, renewable energy. That's a tough field.
It is. Super competitive.
Yeah.
But then Naomi, she meets Elena, this experienced investor. And man. Elena, she sees potential in Naomi's vision.
So she becomes a mentor.
She becomes her mentor. She shares her network, offers advice, helps her avoid some of the common traps.
It's amazing how one person can make such a difference.
It's like having your own Glinda the Good Witch, right?
Yeah, like guiding you towards success.
And mentors, they don't have to be like famous CEOs or anything.
They can be anyone who has experience and is willing to share.
Yeah, a former professor, a colleague, even a friend who's been there, done that.
The key is being open to guidance, learning from those who've, you know, walked the path before you.
And it's not just about one-on-one mentorship either.
Okay, what else?
The book talks about strategic alliances.
Like Dorothy's companions?
Exactly. The Scarecrow with his brains, the Tin Man with his heart.
And the Cowardly Lion. Well, he found his courage eventually.
In business, those alliances could be partnerships, collaborations, even, you know, working with competitors sometimes.
To achieve a shared goal, yeah.
The book gives an example of this. Lisa and Amina.
Who are they?
Lisa's a software developer, and Amina, she's a market analysis whiz.
Okay, so different skill sets.
They team up to create this analytics tool for small businesses.
Makes sense. Combine their strengths.
And it's a hit. They created something neither of them could have done alone.
That's awesome.
It shows how powerful collaboration can be. But even with the best team, you're still going to face those moments of doubt, right?
Oh, for sure. It's part of the process.
The book is very real about that. Even the most successful people, they experience fear.
So we're not alone in feeling that way.
Not at all. It's human nature. But the key, like Dr. King says, is not letting fear stop you.
So acknowledge it, and then what?
Plan strategically, and then take action.
Even if it's a small action.
Right, small steps. That's the key. The book has this example of Rebecca. She launched a sustainable fashion brand.
Wow, that's a tough market.
It is super competitive. But she faced those fears head on.
She had a vision and went for it.
Courage isn't the absence of fear. It's acting despite it.
I like that. And having a strategy helps, too, breaking down those big goals.
Absolutely. Dr. King's advice on that, it's gold.
Make it manageable, one step at a time.
It's like climbing a mountain. You don't focus on the summit right away.
You focus on the next step in front of you.
Each step gets you closer. You build confidence as you go.
So you don't have to be fearless. You just have to keep moving forward.
That's it. Now, we talked about courage, but the book also really emphasizes compassion.
The Tin Man's quest for a heart.
Exactly. It's about remembering that business, it's about people, not just numbers.
The people first.
Leading with empathy and integrity.
Both Dr. King and Alpervich, they really exemplify that, right?
They do. Dr. King created that safe space for her clients.
And Alpervich, he was ahead of the curve with those flexible work arrangements.
It wasn't about appearances. It was about genuinely caring.
Actions speak louder than words.
And that integrity, you see it in their business practices, too.
How so?
Alpervich, he was a big advocate for fair trade.
Doing business ethically.
And Dr. King, she always put her clients' confidentiality first.
So it's about walking the talk. Aligning your actions with your values.
Even when it's hard.
Doing the right thing, even when no one's looking.
That's integrity. And speaking of doing the right thing, it reminds me of the Scarecrow and his search for knowledge.
Always learning, always growing.
The book really highlights that continuous learning. It's essential.
The world's changing so fast, you got to keep up.
Dr. King and Alpervich, they're great examples.
In what way?
Dr. King, she was always learning about spiritual practices, business, you name it.
And Alpervich, he was always soaking up knowledge from different fields.
That's how he came up with those innovative product strategies.
So staying curious, staying open to new ideas, that's key.
It helps you adapt, stay ahead of the game. So we've talked about courage, compassion, and continuous learning.
And now the big one, intuition.
It does challenge the traditional way of thinking about business.
It's not just about the numbers, it's about trusting your gut.
Like Toto, he always seemed to know what was going on.
That inner voice, that little nudge.
It's not about ignoring logic, it's about finding that balance.
Okay, so data and the intuition.
Dr. King deciding to bring in spiritual mentorship, that was intuition.
It was a leap of faith that paid off for her.
Big time, she found her true calling. And Alpervich expanding internationally, that was intuition too.
Even though the data wasn't clear.
He trusted his gut, and it turned into a huge success.
So those hunches, they can be valuable.
You got to learn to recognize them, refine them, make them work for you.
Any tips on how to do that?
The book suggests things like keeping a journal.
To track your intuitions.
Exactly. Write down your hunches and see how they play out.
That's a good idea.
Mindfulness and meditation can help too.
To quiet the mind. And listen to that inner voice.
Right. Create space for those insights to come through. And you can even, like, build intuitive exercises into meetings.
Interesting.
Tap into the collective wisdom of the team. So we've talked about fear, compassion, learning, intuition.
And it all comes back to that transformation, the journey changing you.
Like Dorothy returning from Oz, a different person.
Entrepreneurs, they go through that too.
Mm. You face those challenges, you learn, you grow, you come back stronger.
It's about more than just the business. It's about becoming a better version of yourself.
And that growth, it should lead to something more.
What do you mean?
It's about using what you've learned to make a difference.
The return and contribution phase.
Alperovitch, with his wishes concept, he gets it.
Turning success into positive action.
His wishes for education program, that's a great example.
Using his resources to empower those schools.
And he made it fun, engaging. He used storytelling.
It wasn't just a donation. It was a wish come true.
We can all find ways to grant those kinds of wishes.
Using our talents, our skills, to make a difference.
Even small gestures can have a huge impact.
This has been an amazing deep dive so far.
We've got more to explore.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been on this journey down the Ruby path talking about courage, compassion, learning, mentorship, even intuition in business.
It's amazing how it all ties together, you know, this holistic approach to being an entrepreneur. It's not just about the money. It's about growing as a person, making a difference.
Exactly. And this last part of the book, it really emphasizes that. The idea that the journey itself transforms you.
Like Dorothy coming back from Oz.
Yeah, totally. She wasn't the same, was she?
Entrepreneurs, they go through that too. They face those challenges, those wicked witches.
Maybe not literally.
But you get the idea, those obstacles that test you. And along the way, you learn these valuable lessons.
You realize you're stronger than you thought you were.
It's not just about reaching the destination.
It's about the journey itself, those aha moments, the setbacks, the wins. It all shapes you.
The book calls it the return and contribution phase. You take those lessons, those hard-won insights, and you use them to make a difference.
Give back. Pay it forward.
And Alperovitch, remember, with his wishes concept.
Oh, yeah. I love that metaphor. So powerful.
He believed his success was like a wish granted, and he had to use it to do good in the world.
It's about recognizing that we all have those wishes to give, those talents, those skills that we can share.
It might be mentorship or sharing your expertise, even just being kind and helpful.
Those small acts, they can ripple outwards, create a wave of positive change.
And you know, at the end of the day, this book, The Ruby Path, it's about finding that sweet spot where personal fulfillment meets making a real impact on the world.
Finding your own Ruby Path, so to speak.
Exactly. And whether you're, you know, just starting out or you've been doing this for years.
The lessons are universal.
Embrace courage. Lead with compassion. Never stop learning. Trust your intuition.
And find those wishes inside you. The things you can share to make the world a little brighter.
You might just find yourself skipping down that yellow brick road, creating possibilities you never even imagined.
And on that note, we're wrapping up our deep dive into the Ruby Path. Thanks for joining us on this journey.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning.
And keep those entrepreneurial sparks flying.